Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
So today we're looking at a source title that kind of hints at some bigger shifts, maybe.
Yeah.
It's the growing demand for affordable, non-lethal self-defense products.
Yeah. That title alone gives us quite a bit to unpack, doesn't it?
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal, our mission for this deep dive is to, you know, explore why this demand might be climbing and what that tells us.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe just to start, think about this. How secure do you personally feel day to day? It's something that maybe crosses your mind.
Absolutely. And that feeling, or maybe the lack of that feeling, seems directly connected to this title, this idea that more people want ways to protect themselves.
Right. Cost-effective ways. Mm-hmm. And importantly, without lethal force.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's brainstorm a bit. Why is this demand growing? We don't have the full report here, just the title, but we can speculate, right?
We can. Could it be simply more awareness, people hearing more about potential risks, maybe?
Could be. Or, you know, maybe a shift in thinking, like wanting to feel more empowered, taking charge of their own safety.
That feels plausible, too. This idea of agency, of having some kind of tool, some kind of option. It could be a mix of things, really.
Yeah. A feeling of vulnerability, perhaps, but also a desire to, well, do something about it proactively.
Mm-hmm. And taking direct responsibility, maybe more than in the past.
Let's focus on that word affordable. That jumps out. It's not just any self-defense products, but affordable ones. What does that signal?
Well, it suggests it's not just maybe wealthier individuals looking for this stuff. Affordability opens it up.
So a broader group. People across different income levels feeling this need.
Exactly. It points towards personal safety concerns becoming more, well, widespread, or at least the search for solutions becoming more widespread. It's not some niche concern anymore.
Okay, that makes sense. And then there's the non-lethal part. That seems like a very specific, very deliberate choice. So why non-lethal? What's the appeal there? Is it just about avoiding, you know, the worst possible outcome in a defense scenario?
That's likely a huge part of it. There's a significant ethical weight for many people, right? The idea of stopping a threat without causing permanent, irreversible harm.
Okay. Ethics. What else?
Well, practicality, too. Mm-hmm. Legally speaking, using non-lethal force usually comes with, let's say, less severe repercussions compared to lethal force. Mm-hmm. That's a major factor.
Right. The legal side is huge.
Mm-hmm. And maybe there's a psychological element, too, feeling more comfortable carrying and potentially using something that's designed to incapacitate or deter rather than, you know, kill. It's a different mindset.
De-escalation rather than ultimate force.
Sort of, yeah. Or at least having an option that isn't the absolute final one.
Okay. So if we try to tie this all together for listeners,
mm-hmm.
just from this title, the growing demand for affordable, non-lethal self-defense products was the main takeaway.
I think the core message is, well, it seems society is putting a bigger focus on personal safety, but crucially, people are looking for solutions that are both nonviolent and don't break the bank.
Accessible safety.
Accessible safety, exactly.
Yeah.
It suggests this desire for feeling secure, for having some control, is becoming more common, reaching more people.
Yeah, it really makes you think about the currents beneath the surface, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's making people feel this way? Look for these specific kinds of tools.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for digging into this with us. It seems simple on the surface, that title, but it definitely opens up some interesting questions.
It really does. And maybe a final thought for everyone listening. How might this trend, this growing availability of affordable, non-lethal options, how might that change things?
Change things how?
Well, how individuals act, sure, but also maybe broader ideas in our communities about safety, about who's responsible for it, you know? Something to chew on.